Fill me in. This is year what for you at Northeast now?
Man, this is year 8 now. Already been 8 years.
And it's been a great 8 years. You love the school. You love the area. It really is a place to good place to raise a family. And the program and the school are in a good place right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, we've established the culture here, and we kind of know what to expect, and we're getting the right student athletes in here, so yeah, things are where I was hoping they'd be, at least right now at this point.
6-5 right now, Marcus, and coming off a nice stretch of games. Recently went down to Butler Community College and picked up 3 out of 4 wins against that program. Not a bad road trip, was it?
No, I mean, anytime you can win a series on the road, you're going to take it. And you know, we just have, you know, we've found ways to lose games. And so that's one thing here early in the year. We've got a clean up of, you know, 4 of our 5 losses. We've been walked off and lost by 1. And so we've just got to do a better job of closing out games. But offensively, we're pretty good this weekend. So hopefully we can keep that rolling.
Yeah, you ain't a kid, and the last 2 wins, once again on Tuesday, 18 and 10 runs. He had 8 in a losing cause, so your offense really got going.
Yeah, we're swinging the bat good, and we finally got a couple guys that you know, we were really counting on or thought was going to be contributors to us. Struggled a little bit in the first couple weeks, and hopefully they had a good weekend, so hopefully that'll get them going, and we can keep rolling offensively.
Coming into the season, Marcus, did you feel like with the kids coming back, I'm sure you got some new faces as well, that, hey, this could be a pretty good team, and that team's going to win a lot of ball games this spring?
We did. I mean, we had talent. I mean, that's, you know, this might be our most athletic group that we've had. You know, just a lot of new young guys that we knew, you know, this month of February is going to be really important for them, just to be able to, you know, get their feet wet, play games, and you know, it's shown a little bit, but that's also why we play these early games and to let them compete and understand what college ball is about. And so I like this group. We got a really good group of kids. They're fun to be around, and so you know, again, we're hoping that these early season blunders will fix themselves out.
You've got McCook Community College, and of course your good friend Coach John Olson and his team coming up on Friday and again on Sunday. And I guess the big thing is, are the fields in working condition after the snow we've had and everything? How's your field looking?
Yeah, we're fortunate. We have a turf infield, so we've got we'll be good to go Sunday. I know we are actually going to play in McCook Saturday now, so we did push it back 1 day just to give it 1 more day to dry out. But John says he thinks it'll be good to go for us.
You always have some nice games with MCC over the years. You guys have been coaching against each other for a long time, but always competitive. I mean, you're friends off the field, but on the field, you want to beat each other in the worst way, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's just the competitive part right there. I mean, we're going to talk about it and give each other a hard time, but, yeah, it's always fun to go there and play and have him come up here. So, you know, something we've done almost every year and we'll continue to do just because it's just what we want to do, and it's always a good chance just for us to get better. It's always, like you said, there's always close competitive games, and so I think it helps us both out.
You got some guys after their stay at Northeast is over. I got a chance to, of course, you always try to send your guys to 4-year schools after that. You've done plenty of that over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big goal for us. You know, I mean, that's, you know, our job is to help these guys to develop and get better and move on to the next level. So, you know, as much as we, you know, try to bring guys in here and develop, and it's more important for us to get them on the next level. And so that's a big part of what we do. And yeah, we've done a good job of getting guys out there. And you know, really, I think probably the last 6-7 years, I mean, every one of our single one of our sophomores that have wanted to continue to play has been able to go play somewhere.
Even after college, Marcus, you got in your 8 years, you got some kids still that went on and continued their career in baseball and some pro ball someplace, or are doing some things right now?
Yeah, we do. I mean, there's a couple, you know, the few guys early in my career that I had down in Scottsdale. I think one of them is still playing. You know, we've got a guy that off our World Series or off our team here just signed this last summer with the Giants. Got drafted in 9th round with San Francisco. So, yeah, we've got some guys up there that continue, and hopefully they can we'll have more that continue to play.
Finally, how's the family? The wife and 3 kids. I'm sure their kids are growing like weeds, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they are. It's busy, and yeah, it's you know, Wyatt's is eighth grade now, and Miles 6 and Lucy 4, so 4th grade. So they. Yeah, it's busy time, and they're all active, and Wyatt's with baseball, and Miles is big into soccer, and Lucy's all dance, so we keep busy.
Holy cow, you do keep busy, along with the baseball duties and going to those events as well, but I'm sure you got a terrific wife that handles all the other schedules for the kids, don't they?
She does most of the work, and so she's buzzing around all the time and dropping them off, and so yeah, I give her a lot of credit for keeping that part intact.